I don't even know what this story is all about, but I... Sorry, I'm just flustered. Liv didn't give me all the details to this now. Hey, it's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. And Liv the Web Girl, you have a friend that's going through a situation where something's being or has been stolen.
Yeah, something has been and is continuing to be stolen. And she's kind of in crisis mode. So I have a friend, an acquaintance, I guess you could say, who is convinced that a ghost in her house that she shares with a couple other girls is stealing her Adderall. So she keeps going to her Adderall prescription bottle and there's Adderall missing. And she is convinced that it is a ghost because all of her roommates
I was going to say, does she have roommates?
She does have roommates. And all of her roommates are like, girlfriend, like, we're not taking it. One of them has their own Adderall prescription. Another one is just like, I mean, if I need one or I want one, like, I ask you for it. It's not like I, like, am stealing from you.
Yeah.
So we all think that, you know, all the roommates are telling the truth, that they're not actually stealing it. But every time she goes to her Adderall bottle, there are some missing. She's been counting them. She's been going crazy. She's been logging them. She has a little notepad and she'll log
how many are in the bottle. I mean, I can solve this mystery. One of the roommates who doesn't have a prescription is stealing her Adderall.
No, but one of them has a prescription and the other one is like, girlfriend, like, I'm not even in classes anymore. Like, I graduated. I'm not stealing it.
Now, let's explain Adderall for someone who doesn't know.
Yeah, it's used to do like ADHD or ADD. It helps you study if like you're in college and stuff. And also, if you want to party for a really long time, sometimes people take it that way too.
Has anybody had an encounter with a quote-unquote ghost where you feel like they've stolen something? Because they truly think that a ghost is stealing their Adderall.
Okay, she really believes that it is a ghost. She has gone so far to call and try to get in contact with a ghost hunter off of Craigslist, and she has set up
so an dangerous
appointment. She has set up an appointment for this ghost hunter to come into the house. Now, I will say that she looked up the house online and found out that like 50 years ago, someone died in the house.
People die all the time, though, in houses.
So she is convinced that it's the ghost of the girl that died in the house that is stealing her Adderall. Because I'm not kidding. There's literally no other explanation for it.
833-563-2539. Let's say good morning to Kayla. Hey, Kayla, what did you want to say?
Hi. So I had a friend. I had a procedure done. I was on narcotic program with Vicodin for pain. But they kept coming up missing, and the only person that could have been was my absolute best friend that I never in a million years ever would have suspected. Like, she helped me look for them, she helped me question other people, it was crazy. And then one day I finally, like, set her up, I set a nanny cam in my room, and I caught her red-handed stealing my medicine.
That's what Liv's friend needs to do, set up a nanny cam.
I guarantee you it's one of Liv's friends. It's one of the roommates, even though they're like, oh, no, I don't know what it is. Because like, this is so weird.
Here's
it's probably going to be one of those people.
Ghosts don't need Adderall.
All right, let's talk to Sarah this morning. Sarah, is this even possible?
It's possible, but I don't think it's happening. I do paranormal investigating, and
I've had
stuff of my own move before, but as far as Adderall being taken by a spirit, that's highly not happening. Now, your friend's crazy.
Since you're a professional, when you encounter a ghost or a spirit, take us through that experience. What does it feel like? Do you hear something? Do you get goosebumps when you're in their presence?
I've been doing it for a while. So normally it's, you know, when you walk through a cobweb, that feeling.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that on your skin. You do feel cold sometimes. I mean, you do hear things, you do feel things, but it's different depending on what you're coming in contact with. There's residual and there's intelligence.
I just don't feel like this is Casper the Friendly Ghost going after the Adderall.
No, I think it sounds like really stupid roommates and a stupid friend.
Exactly.
That's probably
there
accurate.
We go. Yeah. Professional advice from a ghost hunter.
We have no idea what kind of exams or what kind of parties that this ghost is coming, like, going through.
Oh, you think the ghost might be prepping for something?
Yeah, maybe it has like a ghost exam or final or something.
Ooh. We need to take her information down, this last caller, though, for, we know, Halloween when it comes up. Because I think we should go on a ghost hunt. Maybe we could all spend the night in somewhere haunted.
All right.
I'm into it.
I definitely do not get paid enough money for that.